It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
Move 'em on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, Mr. Phillip.
Yes. Coming in through the puddles today, aren't you?
I was, yeah. Good rain so far.
Nice rain.
Yep, nice rain that everybody needs.
Still happening out
there. Is it still happening?
Judging by the WRCO Mud Puddle. Sponsored by Henry Bray's Hi-Fi, House of Hi-Fi.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or Henry Bray's Speedos.
Oh, no, we don't need that.
Apparently the mud puddle is gone now. Anyway, how was your evening?
It was good.
Good, mm-hmm. Good. Where were you cheating the kids at tomorrow?
I was at Ithaca last night.
They're used to that over there.
Yep, scheduled to be at Richland Center tonight, but I'm thinking I might be broadcasting a dart tournament.
Euchre
tournament.
Was Adam Hess over there?
Adam Hess was there.
So you guys were both cheating the kids yesterday?
He was too.
Oh, the poor guys.
Right.
Well, anyway, you know, at least they had a good umpire, because, I mean...
Where were you cheating the kids at?
Wazika.
Oh, Wazika?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I cheated three schools yesterday.
Did you really? Yeah. Wow.
Wazika, Kickapoo, and basketball.
So, wow, you're an equal opportunity guy.
I am. Mm-hmm. So anyway, well, at least Ithaca had a good umpire.
Yeah.
Anybody but me.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, so...
But today's conference track meet has been moved. The Southwest Conference meet, mm-hmm, and the Southwest Conference golf meet, they've been moved to Thursday.
Basketball had a track meet last night.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's impressive. Good to know. Was that high school?
I don't know.
Must have been.
Was it me?
If it was, it was conference. This is conference.
There had to be conference.
Okay.
So, but.
You know. I thought they were all tonight. Maybe they moved one to last night.
Maybe they did. I don't know. I haven't heard so. But I know they had one last night. Unless I was dreaming stuff, but I know.
You might have been. You could have been.
There's a good chance of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. Well, since you were all peppy and stuff today, and I have a nice little quiz for you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean...
What would the topic be, Hank?
Well, it's all kind of stuff today, Phil, but, you know, I just... You're going to enjoy this.
You think so?
I hope so. My goal is just get number one wrong.
Well, I'm going... Whatever I'm thinking the answer is, I'm going to go with the opposite
today. You are?
Yes.
Every time?
No, just for the first one.
Oh, the first one. Well, the first one is multiple choice.
Oh.
Eight choices? Yeah, you're going to get one of them wrong.
Probably.
No, I'm kidding. So, first one is true or false. There's true, false, and some multiple choice here.
Okay.
So, the first question today, Philip, on our quiz on May 20th. Make sure you put that up there on the board.
Yep. Philip. Okay.
All right, Philip. Number one, most native bees in Wisconsin live in large hives. Most native bees, key word there.
All right.
Number two, in 1987, American Airlines saved $40,000 a year by removing just one olive from every salad in first class. True or false?
Wow. I don't know. All right.
It's a pretty good question, though.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
If I get it right, it is.
Number three. What is one major crop in southwest Wisconsin that relies heavily on bee pollination? Is it A, corn, B, soybeans, C, apples? Right. Number four. What is the primary nesting location for most native bees in southwest Wisconsin? Is it A, tree branches, B, underground burrows, or C, beehives? Number fivola. What's it here? I've lost my train of thought here, Philip.
That's dangerous.
But expected?
But expected, yeah.
No. Here we go. Chet chuckle again on Monday. Number five. Bumblebees are more effective than honeybees at pollinating tomatoes. True or false? Bumblebees are more effective than honeybees at pollinating tomatoes. Number six, beekeeping is illegal in many rural parts of southwest Wisconsin. True or false?
What was that again?
Beekeeping is illegal in many rural parts of southwest Wisconsin. Right. Number 70. All right, and remember, they purebred dogs.
Transitioning to dogs now.
Rescue day. It's rescue.
Oh, that's right, because it's bee day, and then it's also rescue dog day.
Purebred dogs rarely end up in rescue shelters due to their breed popularity. True or false?
All right.
Number 8. The majority of dogs euthanized in shelters are due to the incurable diseases. The majority of dogs euthanized in shelters are due to incurable diseases.
All right.
Number
9.
Niner. All bees make honey. Number 10. How many seeds are typically found on the outside of a single strawberry, Phil? You know, Day, David.
Wow.
All right. Is it 50, around 200, nearly 1,000, or over 5,000? All right. So, that's, how many seeds are typically found? Did I say that right? Typically,
I don't know.
Outside of a single strawberry. Outside of a single strawberry.
Hmm.
All right, buddy. I think that's all I have.
Hmm.
So we'll see.
I'm still thinking about the last one.
You're trying. You remember when you counted them?
Well, I believe I've had this on a quiz before.
You have.
I think I have.
Because I dug it out.
I was going to say.
And you got it wrong.
I was going to say. So I'm sitting here stinking about it.
It was last May.
Was it me?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
No.
All right.
So I'm here to help you.
All right.
All right, buddy. What do you think you got?
I have no clue on this one.
Give me a stab.
I'm thinking six.
Six. You're worried about the first one.
Yep.
All right, number one, buddy. Most native bees in Wisconsin live in large hives.
I'm going with false.
It is false. Most native bees are solitarily and nest in ground or in wood cavities.
Okay, I don't care what the rest of the quiz goes.
Or on the eaves of my house.
Yeah, right, I know. Or on the eave of the recycling bin out here.
Oh, it got me one. What was that, Saturday night?
I think it got you stung there.
It did, yeah.
Absolutely.
I tried to file a comp issue, but
no, I wouldn't.
I wasn't be successful.
Right.
Be successful.
Be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you to cover up. Put on your house coat or something, but you didn't. So
no,
you got stung.
I had to dump the trash because of the... Of the dancers, and you know they were getting trash everywhere, so I had to dump this off.
Right,
no one cares about Hank when he goes out there.
No,
nope. And then Mr. Fabulous closed the door on me, tried to lock me out.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's tough life.
Tough. Okay.
All right. And number two, in 1987, American Airlines saved $40,000 a year by removing just one olive from every salad served in first class.
I say that's true.
It is true. It's so far.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I think I've read that before, but those are expensive olives.
Very. Which is one major crop in southwest Wisconsin that relies heavily on the bee pollination? Is it corn, soybeans, or apples?
Apples.
You are absolutely correct.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Number four.
Three for three.
What is the primary nesting location for the most native bees in southwest Wisconsin? Is it tree branches, underground burrows, or beehives?
I went with underground burrows.
That is true.
Is that right?
Yep.
I don't mean to sound surprised. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I nailed it.
No reason to question me.
Knew that one.
Yep. All right, number fiver. Bumblebees are more effective than honeybees at pollinating tomatoes.
True.
It is true. Bumblebees use buzz pollination, which is ideal for tomato plants. So they get there and they just buzz it off. It's really cool. So I had to watch that on YouTube. It's really, really neat to watch. All right, number six. Beekeeping is illegal in many rural parts of southwest Wisconsin.
False.
It is false.
Oh.
Beekeeping is legal and even encouraged in many areas for pollination and honey production.
I was going to say, unless there's some strange law in the books.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Number seven, purebred dogs rarely end up in rescue shelters due to their breed popularity.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. All right, number eighter. The majority of dogs euthanized in shelters are due to incurable diseases.
True?
No, that's false.
Oh!
Yes. Blocked. Oh, not today, Philip.
Seven in a row.
Not today, Philip.
Oh, well, what do you do?
Well, I'm happy now.
Yeah, I'm
I don't
sure
even
you
care
are.
About that. That's it, folks.
I was on a nice roll there.
You were. You were. Niner, we're on Niner?
Yes.
All bees make honey.
False.
It is false. Only honeybees produce large amounts of honey. Most native bees do not make honey.
Woohoo!
All right, number 10. How many seeds are typically found on the outside of a single strawberry, Philip?
Okay.
1,000, 5,000, 200, or 50?
50,000?
No, just...
Oh, 50.
50, yeah. Just
okay.
50.
I went with the second one you said.
200?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
I changed my answer like three times.
Were you trying to remember how many you got?
Well, yeah, I was
lodged
thinking,
in the old teether.
Yeah. 200.
Yeah,
wow.
That's not bad, Philip.
Not bad.
Not
nine,
bad at
nine
all.
Nine correct.
Which one did you get wrong?
Number eight.
Number eight.
You can have that on the review quiz at the end of the school year.
Why do you think I do that?
Oh, man.
Yeah, nice job.
Not a fridge hanger, but
hey, close.
You know, good enough that I can strut around here today.
Yeah, and some good information out there for people.
Sure, absolutely. On Bee Day, on Rescue Dog Day, right?
Strawberries.
Strawberry Day.
And olives on a plane.
Olives on a plane. That's the follow-up to snakes on a plane.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
For somebody that doesn't like olives, I guess that could be scary.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I'm not an olive guy.
Aren't you really?
No.
Oh, I like them.
You can have mine if we go first class somewhere.
Green ones are my favorite.
Ugh.
Yes. Green olives on a pizza.
Hamburger pizza, isn't
hamburger
it?
Pizza with green olives and mushrooms.
And that's from the Phoenix Center.
Yeah. Started at the old bowling alley.
Yeah.
And now we've graduated to the Phoenix Center. That's my favorite pizza right
and
there.
Just to let everybody know, the Phoenix Center changed their hours. They're now closed on Sundays.
Was that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So I can't go down there anymore.
Well, you can go on Saturday and get loaded up on loaded tots, and then you've got groceries for the whole week.
Yeah, the whole weekend.
Yeah. Well, the whole week. You have I don't know how many you eat, but you could have, you know, takeout container for every day of the week. That's right. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That won't last.
That won't last.
No. Anyway, buddy, I hope you have a great day. And everybody out there, you know what? Stay dry today, but enjoy the rain. We all need it.
Absolutely.
And be kind.
Yep.